So my Nadine finger, once more, let my thin fingers play upon your body like on a harp.
The poem about two lovers saying goodbye forever was written during World War II in the Lodz ghetto, just before its author, Chava Rosenfarb, was sent to Auschwitz. Her poetry was published in 1948, after she immigrated to Montreal. It found its way into the book collection of Joe Fishstein in New York. Chava and Fishstein never met, but today, 30 years later, she admired with emotion his books, all 2,600 of them, on display at McGill's Redpath Library, especially her own.
I was so moved. I saw this book here.
Fishstein was a member of a group of self-educated immigrant garment workers who lived in New York's Bronx district. He was determined to preserve all that he could of the vanishing 1,000-year-old Yiddish culture he was immersed in. His particular passion was Yiddish poetry books. During his lifetime, he bought, collected, and lovingly made elaborate covers for many of the now rare works. A twist of fate brought the Fishstein collection to McGill. Jewish studies librarian Goldie Siegel has spent the last 8 years cataloging them and preparing this exhibition.
This is the essence of Yiddish poetry at its peak, the flowering of Yiddish literature, of modern Yiddish literature.
Many are beautifully illustrated by artists such as Marc Chagall. Some are examples of Yiddish translations of English classics like Shakespeare and the Star-Spangled Banner. Printed around the world, saved by an American, and now preserved in McGill's rare book department, the Joe Fishstein collection is available for study to all those who are interested. Ann Lewis, Pulse News.